Momcast is brought to you by Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery. Vision for life.
I had my baby in the dark ages.
Mommy!
It's the Momcast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
Momcast!
And Momcast.
Hi there, it's Stacy McKay. Happy Mother's Day week. We're glad that you've joined us for Momcast. It has been an interesting week. When I say I had my daughter in the dark ages, sometimes I feel like that because there are so many cool things for our kids today. I mean, when I had my baby, I rocked her to sleep. I breastfed her. After I breastfed her, I mixed up her formula all by myself.
What?
I know, and I shook it up.
How ancient.
I know, and I would warm it up and then have to let it cool off, you know what I mean, to the right temperature.
That's medieval, McKay.
It kind of is, isn't it? I mean, I did have the monitor where if she stopped breathing, the alarm would go off, which is the perfect gadget to get a mom like me.
Because you start freaking out at every
little
thing.
Yeah, I'd freak out if she just rolled the wrong way, this thing would go off. But then got smart enough later to realize as she got older, it was like an alarm system if she got out of bed.
So, repurposed.
Yeah, she's 11. She still has it. No, she doesn't. She doesn't still have it. But now, you know, 11 years later, I thought I had all the coolest stuff. You've got newer ones, so you probably know a lot about this
stuff.
But
even in the past 5 years, I mean, we had some fancy cameras, you know, that you could see and talk and back
right.
and forth. But you're right. Even the stuff that's coming out today. By the way, happy Mama's Day, Stacey.
Thank you.
But you're right. There's stuff out today that even in the past 3 years since we had our youngest, it's mind-boggling.
I know.
It's robotic.
And it's great. But sometimes it's not so great. The one that I was thinking of is the smart sleeper. I have a sleep number bed. I have a sleep number bed at home, and it's a smart bed, and it does all this great stuff. But I'm not so sure about for a baby to have this. It's not that company. It's called the Snoo Smart Sleeper. And I don't know if you've seen it, Greg, but you put your baby basically in this onesie that's connected. It's like part of the sheet.
Okay.
So they're safely in here and you snap it up.
Right.
And baby's, you know, snug in this basic onesie with arms and legs, but then it's connected to the sheet, right? So you can picture that. And then if the baby starts crying in the middle of the night or whatever, it will start rocking back and forth and baby stays, you know, not rolling around. The baby's safe in its little onesie that's connected to the sheet.
I can't help but think of a straitjacket.
I know, it's kind of like that.
It's a baby straitjacket.
It's kind of like that. And it'll rock your baby to sleep for you. So you don't have to, you know, do that pesky thing where you get up in the middle of the night and see if the baby's hungry or, you know, maybe your baby
Heaven
just,
forbid.
Yeah, or maybe your baby just wants to be held. You don't have to do any of that. And I say that, I know, a bit tongue in cheek, because if you have one, I'm sure you don't use it all the time. I'm not throwing shade here. I'm just saying, I think sometimes when you have some of these newer gadgets, you might miss out on some of those moments that are kind of cool to have with your kids.
Like the old fashioned rocking your child to sleep.
Right, right. I miss that, actually. I miss those moments with my child.
Yes. My 3-year-old, Mabel's 3, and she's becoming more and more verbal. And I've realized that I missed this already with Davis, my 5-year-old. Mabel is starting to mispronounce words or use words incorrectly. Like we've been talking about eggs patching. there's eggs that are, you know, the chicks are patching from the eggs. And I can't bring myself to correct her because it's so cute. Because when Davis would mispronounce words, you know, I was like, oh, I have to teach him the right thing and get him ready for preschool. And he's going to be in a school. We want to make sure he pronounces things correctly and uses the right words. And he still says things incorrectly sometimes. But it's like, what's the rush? Why was I in such a hurry to correct his cute little his mispronunciations? So I'm re-enjoying everything the second time around with Mabel. So I'm wondering how long she's going to keep the patching eggs.
Oh, see, that stuff is cute. I remember my daughter calling. We wanted to watch Winnie the Poop.
Yeah.
And I miss that. I miss Winnie the Poop. And when I say it now, she just gives
Rolls
me the eye
eyes.
Roll.
Mom,
yeah,
mom.
It's like, oh, Liv, I miss when you did that. Because it's adorable. Even mom or dad or saying somebody's name, you don't want them to say it right.
Right.
Because you know that's like it's a passage.
Right.
You know what I mean? Things have changed. So there's this new smart sleeper, which is like $1,200, and it's a smart bed. And basically what it will do is you put your baby newborn into this little, almost looks like a onesie, and you snap it up or zip it up. And so it's fitted into the sheet almost that keeps baby on their back, which is safe, of course. And then if the baby cries, it will rock, it'll vibrate, it'll play music, it'll basically put the baby back to sleep, and mom and dad don't have to get up or wake up. And I could see how that might be lovely, you know, at times, but I feel like you're taking away something from mom and dad that I think they're going to miss later, you know, just those moments.
The parenting?
Yeah. Well, and we all have plenty of parenting moments, but think about it. You know, like for me, those sleepless nights, now I kind of, not a lot, but there are moments I miss just holding her like that and her being completely dependent on me. And other than crying a little bit, not mouthing back and all of those things that they start doing. We have our helicopter mom, Michelle, and we have our mom of multiples, Angela. What are the things that really were kind of a pain if you think about it? I mean, oh, just so hard at the time, but now you kind of miss it.
I have two. The first one was Grace wouldn't go down awake. And I regretted it at the time that I hadn't done more to try to get her to do that. But now, boy, do I miss those quiet evenings and just rocking with her or reading a book and having that quiet time in her room before she would go to sleep. Miss that a lot now, although it was painful at the time.
Sure.
And then I really miss being able to pick out all of her clothes when you thought, oh my gosh, if she could only learn how to put on her own socks and tie her own shoes. But now when they're not dependent on you at all for getting ready in the morning, I don't know what to do with myself. And I miss that so much, especially now that she's not into pink and she's not into the ruffles or the sparkles. And I have to just wait and see what she comes down the stairs in every morning.
Well, see, now I have an issue with that, too, because I dressed Liv up all pink and girly, not just pink. Please don't hate. I mean, I did all the colors, but she was rather girly because I'm a girly girl and she's not that. At all.
No, not now. They're 11 and 12. They have their own thoughts and ideas on what cool is. And it's not.
It's like, really, is it me or is it kind of casual? Like,
very casual. I never thought she would buy anything in camo.
I know. I can't believe they brought camo back. Why? Why did you bring camo back? Although I know a lot of dads out there are going, yes, finally we have camo.
Converse and camo is her outfit of choice these days.
And yeah, and I'm still in it pretty much. But I do have an almost 15-month-old and then the twins, that'll be 5 next Monday. Yay.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But I think along the lines of what you guys said, when you're in it and the sleepless nights, and I was just there, about this time last summer, you know, the 4-month sleep regression. Oh, my. But yeah, you do kind of miss it. Now she's sleeping through the night most 90% of the time, I would say. But yeah, you do kind of just being in their room, dark, rocking them to sleep in that quiet moment. You do kind of miss those, even though when you're in it, it's awful. But yeah, and the other thing is, obviously, we're off of bottles and formula and breast milk and all that stuff now. And I kind of do miss just feeding them again. That means so dependent on you, loving it. So, yeah, you kind of miss those. And again, when you're in it, it's like, oh, I can't wait till this is done.
That's an interesting point, Angela, because I saw it's a formula maker. And basically, it'll just put the formula together for you. And it was like $450. And I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, you know what? I breastfed her. And I would love to say, and you can send me hate for this too, that I'm thrilled that I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you, I hated every single moment of breastfeeding. I was not the mom that was like, really, if you'd asked me before Liv came along if I would ever breastfeed, I would have said no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very proud of myself that I did it. but it was not easy for me.
Yeah.
Every single day was a struggle because I just barely made enough milk to feed this child. And so it was so stressful.
I was the same way. I breastfed Elliot for almost 5 months. And yeah, I in the moment and I you hate it. But yeah, then you're but it's nice knowing you're providing and that
right.
nourishment, there's that. But in the moment, especially if you're living on a pump, which I was, and getting the exact ounces every day, it is very stressful, but you do miss it.
Yeah, it was like the exact amount. And I think now I barely fed my child. I just barely made it. And
no.
she'll ask me about it. And I try to like be really positive and how it's, you know, good for the baby and they don't have allergies as much. And of course, she has all my allergies. So she'll always say, well, Mom, maybe it weren't the other way. And I'm like, do not say that
yeah.
to your mother who struggled for 7.5 months to feed you. And then finally I had to throw in the towel.
Yeah.
I just wasn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't keep up. I couldn't do it. But you're right. There are still moments of that I will always miss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you miss all of it. It's just like when you're pregnant. You know, at the time, I wasn't that thrilled mm-hmm. with being pregnant. I know some ladies they really enjoy it.
I loved being pregnant.
Did you?
Every single minute. And if I weren't older, I would have loved to have had more, but didn't. We decided not to since we were older.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved every second of it, except for the last few unimaginable weeks where it's just hard to exist.
Yeah.
But other than that, I just loved it.
That's awesome.
I had a cousin who loved it too. She was just a few months younger than me and she had 5 in a row. And it was like, as soon as I'd go to the hospital to see
Yikes.
The new baby, oh, I can't wait to be pregnant again. I'm like, oh my gosh,
where
is that moment where you go, oh, thank God it's out of me
yeah.
and I'll never do it again. And then maybe, you know, a year later, you're ready to do it again. But no, boom, one after another, because she loved her children. It wasn't that, but she loved being pregnant.
I have a few friends like that too. And when I had the twins, the twin pregnancy, surprisingly enough, I loved it up until the end, like you said. But with the singleton, Elliot, my third child, but second pregnancy, hated it. I did not enjoy being pregnant. So I had, and you would think the twin pregnancy,
right.
I would have disliked more. So it's kind of interesting.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine carrying around 2.
Yeah.
I prayed for that. I would have loved it.
Yeah.
To have 2 and only been pregnant once
yeah.
would have been the perfect dream for me.
Yeah.
The twofer. And we have our gluten-free mom with us from our mom squad. We're talking about things that, God, they were just, they were hard. They were a pain. We couldn't wait for it to be over, whether they're babies or even kids. But then now you look back and go, God, I miss that.
Yeah. So my oldest, he wasn't colicky, but he was close, you know, in that like 2 to 3 months
mm-hmm.
where nothing would get him calm. He didn't want you to put him down for anything. And so I just resorted to wearing him for everything. I would wash dishes. I would just wear him and that worked. And now I'm like, oh, I would love to just be able to wear him around. Like I haven't gotten to do that. I miss that.
Oh, and there's just something about them being totally dependent on us.
And I love that they're not.
Right.
But I miss it. Yeah.
Right. That's exactly right. We love that they're not, but oh, every once in a while.
Oh, man. Could you just be like that for a day?
Can I wear you?
That wouldn't be weird or
no,
anything.
Not one bit.
Yeah.
Well, whether it's your own vision, because I know I have glasses, I have contacts. Our producer, Greg, you've got both.
I'm blind as a bat, yeah.
Do you even use contacts?
I do. You catch me early in the morning, so I rarely wear my contacts because
right.
I just want to save that 4 minutes in the morning.
I hear you. It can be a kind of a pain. And we are thrilled to have Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery as a sponsor on MomCast. And Dr. Rupa Shah is a mom, and she is so good at talking about not only vision concerns for your children, but for us as moms and dads as well.
And the next generation, because she does cataract surgery, so she's got three generations.
She's got it all
covered.
But you know what? She's great, and she can answer any questions. And maybe if you've been thinking about either your kids, you're not sure if there's some vision issues there. Or for yourself, she does eye exams as well. So you can check her out. And she's going to be with us on MomCast soon to talk about. I know you've got some questions as
Davis,
a dad.
We just found out, needs glasses. So he's been in a pair of glasses for less than a month. And yeah, as a parent, I've got a lot of questions about that, where that's going to lead us in the future.
Hi, this is Dr. Shaw. I'm an eye surgeon at ReVision LASIK and Cataract Surgery, vision expert from MomCast, and most importantly, a mom. Listen to my interviews on MomCast to learn more about eye health and vision care for you and your family. Start your journey to clear vision by visiting me at ReVision for a personal LASIK or cataract evaluation.
It's ReVision LASIK and Cataract Surgery. You can call them at 1-800-475-2113 or visit revisioneyes.com. So there are now formula makers, and we have our rock and roll mom with us, Christy.
Hello, Stacy.
Hello. And these formula makers, I was telling you, I saw one that was actually $450.
I don't understand that.
What they do is they basically mix up your formula, but then you press the button almost like a Keurig. Someone mentioned it's kind of like a Keurig for formula.
For formula.
So it's warm. It's the right warmth, I guess.
The right temperature, because that was always a pain. Oh, do I do it on the wrist?
Right, and it'll spit it out, you know. Okay. So, yeah, we didn't have those. I had a breast. Thank you very much.
I did too. Exactly. Turns out it was always the right temperature, and it was always ready to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was talking earlier, I don't want to like cast any aspersions, but I was saying how if we look at the two of us, I barely made enough milk to feed my child, and yours probably was well fed, if I might.
And when I first got the job, I had just given birth to my daughter. So when I got hired here, my daughter was only 3 months old, I think. So I'm driving from Dayton to Columbus. So it made it for a very long workday. I would have to take care of expressing in the bathroom in our building on Dublin Road. That was always interesting.
Yeah.
I could have fed probably everyone else's children in the building at that point.
If I'd only known that, you could have been a donor.
You know what? Back then, I probably would have been.
I was like, come on, baby, make a little more, just enough. It was like, I tried everything, but... But I digress.
To the point where my daughter went, okay, Mom, I've had enough. Okay. I'm done. I'm full. Okay. Okay. Right. We digress.
So we're talking about things that really today, I mean, there are great items out there.
That
smart
help a
beds
mom, yes.
And, yeah. I mean, from just diaper genies were a big thing. I mean, I remember everything when I had a baby. It wasn't the dark ages. It was 11 years ago. But I mean, since then. They've come up with these great products. But I was thinking about the smart bed. You kind of, and the formula maker.
Yeah.
There are things it kind of takes away from mom and dad. In other words, sure, it was a pain at the time, but now, you know, you kind of miss it.
To me, all of the things that we did and that I did, and there was not a lot of convenience even back then. You talk about the diaper genie. I was going to save the planet. And I said, I'm going to do cloth diapers. Well, that lasted all of, I think, 1 week. And now the cloth diapers were used to wax my car.
Right.
But you think about all the things that make it convenient, but there's a bonding issue that mm-hmm. I think misses there. You talk about the bed where it automatically starts to rock the child. That to me, when the baby cried and to get up, as tired as I might have been, it didn't matter. Having that contact, picking my daughter up, holding her, rocking her back to sleep, then putting her back down. To me, that was all a part of the bonding part of being a mother. Mm-hmm. And the same with formula. Yes, I breastfed for a little bit, and then I did the bottle formula. It might have been all a pain in the rear end, but again, it was all a part of what I enjoyed doing. And sometimes, you know, I miss that. Giving the bath when they had the little teeny, right by the kitchen sink, and you'd get the little sprayer from the sink and get all the little crevices and smelling the sour milk in their little folds of their mm-hmm. neck and things like that to me was all a part of the process. And I wouldn't want that to be any easier for me.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about when you go to the hospital, you know, and a lot of moms have gone through this, you know, and the bonding you talk about, what they wouldn't give, you know, to be able to hold their baby. And once a child is at a certain point, when they're in those warmers and those incubators and all those machines, the first thing they want to do is get that baby next to mom and dad's skin. Both.
Exactly.
Mom and dad, skin to skin, because it helps. I mean, it's healing. In a lot of ways.
I just think, not to cast aspersions on anyone who's giving birth now, I just think It has to be hard. It has to be difficult at times. It can't all be easy because there's no manual to be a parent. You have to go through the trials and tribulations, and to have things done for you just to make your life easier is not going to help the child at all.
I always think about, you know, we just had another royal baby, and you know, everybody says, oh, well, she looks great and blah, blah, blah. But I
look like Rocky after his fight when I gave birth, and she walks out and her hair's all coiffed and the makeup's perfect.
I know.
And again, she's got handlers. Okay.
Of
she's
course.
Got people to deal with that.
Right.
I get it.
Of course she does. But I still think as a mom, I think in my heart, you know, everybody, oh, she's got nannies, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I think even a royal is walking in and holding their baby mm-hmm. and saying, let me do that.
Right.
Let me be the mom.
I think.
Who wants to trade that? You know, that would be tough to trade off, to not have that bonding moment with your children.
That's one thing that I miss. There's a lot of things that I miss. My daughter's 27 now. And she's already informed me. I've said this before. No grandkids, but you will have cats. You'll have grandcats. So I've got that to look forward to.
You know what? Never say never.
I know. I'm hoping. Fingers crossed.
And the sour milk between her folds.
I love that. I miss that. Oh, it would dribble down her chin and everything else. And I'd get the diapers that, you know, of course, that I was supposed to use as diapers, but ended up using as burp pads.
Those work perfectly. In fact, better than diapers. So happy, happy Mother's Day to you. And we've got a chance for you to get yourself a little Mother's Day gift. We've got a spa card for you.
That's right. We've got a gift card for you to win, moms, at Hand and Stone Massage and Spas. Now, we've got a gift card for your choice of either an hour massage or a facial.
What you need to do is go to our Facebook page. Go to the MomCast Facebook page, and you'll see how to get yourself in on that. We're basically just putting it up there, and we'll pick one lucky mom to be our winner.
Hand and Stone Massage and Spa. They've got locations in Polaris and Dublin. Facials, massages, everything. It's a great gift for moms, for either you or your mom.
Happy, happy Mother's Day from all of us at MomCast.